From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with super-handling all-wheel drive. More information is available at Acura.com.
I'm in the midst of a heart-wrenching breakup. I guess it's not technically a breakup, because the other party doesn't know about it. And it's a shame, because maybe then we could reconcile. I'm breaking up with my neighborhood cafe. I've been to this tiny cafe for hot chocolate since it opened. At first, every other day, then once a week, eventually settling into a few times a month. I introduced many, many friends to my new spot. I practically evangelized about it. It's hot chocolates, of which I tried every one. It's pastries, of which I tried every one. And it's collection of chocolate bars, of which I tried more than my fair share. I loved the casual chic decor, the friendly service, the whole package. I chatted with the owners, compared notes on dark versus milk chocolate with the staff, and came bearing the latest health news about chocolate. I know most food businesses fail, and I wanted this cafe to succeed. I wanted to take my son there for his first hot chocolate, and he wasn't even born yet. The relationship began to sour a couple of months ago. The cafe got popular and opened a new store. The enthusiastic owners turned their affections elsewhere. Prices climbed and service went from warm and welcoming to simply indifferent. And now I feel like a jilted lover. No one recognizes me or my newborn son, even as he wears a t-shirt bearing the cafe's name. I fell into this trap before, years ago, when the owners of a bakery courted my affection for a while, then, buoyed by their success, moved on, leaving a shell of the place that I first fell in love with. In both cases, I thought I was in more than a casual relationship. I thought I was the kind of customer on which a neighborhood business depended. And in our world of big box stores and corporate chains, don't we all just want a place where we feel special? Isn't that the ultimate reward for loyalty? I walked by my cafe today and looked forlornly through the glass, hoping beyond hope that someone would rush out and say, "We miss you. We're sorry we took you for granted. Here, have a hot chocolate on us." With a perspective, I'm Adrienne D'Angelo.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.